Hey, what's up, busy parents? So we're still focused on that. We're in the month of April when this is being recorded, and it is we're still focused on the health focus. Yeah, that's right. And I'm giving you some tips and tricks. And today I've got you this challenge. This is my challenge for you to do this week. I want you to take 3 cold showers this week, and I'm gonna give you some tips and tricks on how to do this. Now, I know it's winter time, and depending on where you're living, if you're up north, this is going to be a little bit more difficult for you. If you're in the south, we're starting to see some warmer temperatures. It's not going to be as bad. But before we get into that, you really need to, when you do this, you've probably seen all these folks doing these cold plunges and showing how awesome they are when they do that. I've done a couple. I don't get as much out of it, but it's definitely a mental aspect getting into that. But I started taking cold showers. I feel like I am much more healthier. Gives a good shock to the system. There's all kind of different benefits of folks who have studied this and show the benefits and long-term benefits of taking cold showers. I do it primarily to get out of my comfort zone. And I know when I'm in a shower and just taking a normal, warm, hot shower where I'm thinking, oh man, I don't want to do this. I know at the moment that's when I need to do it, right? But there's several resources out there. I'll point you to a couple. One is Wim Hof. He's the guy that put this on the radar for me. His name is spelled Wimhof. I believe he's Russian, as I'm scratching my head, but Wim Hof put this, and he's the kind of like the cold plunge master, I think, as far as I'm concerned. But it all started with taking cold showers, and so I want to challenge you this week to take at least 3, right? Before you do this, you really need to focus on your breathing before you do this, because it can have some you have the potential to pass out if it's too cold. And I don't want that to happen to you. This has happened to me before, and I did not practice my breathing. We were living in an RV at the time. The outside temperature was 33 degrees. And so I knew the water coming in, because it's an above ground hose pipe, right? It's coming in. It was not much warmer than that. I almost passed out. And so, and it's because I didn't do my breathing exercises, right? And basically all that is you're taking several deep breaths before you fill the cold water, right? And so make sure you're doing that for maybe about a minute as you're taking those deep breaths. By the way, if you've never done this is where I want to start with this. If you've never done this, take a normal shower, right? Just take a normal shower. Get clean, because I've heard a lot of women, and yes, women, I know how difficult it is to get conditioner out of your hair using just cold water. I get it, right? But if you're just starting out and you don't want to take an entire cold shower or your entire shower with cold water, then just do as much as you can. And here's what I mean by that is take your normal shower, bathe, shampoo, condition your hair, whatever you got to do, right? And you're finished. You're about to get out. Do about a minute of breathing exercise. Let the water run over your head. Not necessarily back, but over your head, and while you're facing the shower. And then you turn off the hot completely, right? You go straight to cold. It's going to take a minute of adjust, and you're going to start to feel that, right, over your head. And you're going to stand in it as long as you can. You want to shoot for at least 30 seconds. And during that 30 seconds, you're going to be turning your body around. You're going to be kind of spinning to make sure your entire body feels cold water. Now, guys, shrinkage does occur, okay? It does occur. And so you want to do that for 30 seconds. Now, there is a trick to this. if you feel like, oh, I don't want to get out cold, right, because it is wintertime, then turn the hot water on just for a little bit to warm back up. Another good exercise that I do is I'll do that. I'll turn it on to warm back up. I'll go back to cold again, and I'll flip-flop this until I'm ready to get out. Most of the time, I leave it on cold. I didn't start that way initially, right? But as I started doing this and I was having these, 10-second cold showers, 30-second cold showers, full cold showers. I just started feeling the benefit of it. I felt more awake. I felt more alert. I felt more active. I just, my immune system, I felt like it was improving. By the way, I haven't been sick in at least 5 years, where I needed medical treatment. Now, a lot of that is because how I changed my diet. And I talked about that in several weeks ago, about ordering the food sensitivity test. If you haven't listened to that, I highly recommend you go back to listen to that. Cause my youngest daughter, who is now about to be, she's four, she'll be five in a couple of months. She's never seen me have to go to the doctor for anything. And I believe it's because right before she was born, I started making these changes to my diet based on the food sensitivity test, a little bit of a tongue twister, I guess. And then also I started taking cold showers, right? And it's not one of those things where every shower I take is cold. It's not the case. And I've noticed here recently that in wintertime when we're traveling or wherever we are, doesn't matter if we're in Florida, it's cold. It's cold, and I don't get as much benefit out of it because there's not enough extreme temperatures, right, for where we're staying. I had a friend of mine who lives up in Wisconsin who couldn't believe this concept, couldn't grasp it, and we were talking about this during the wintertime, and he was like, your cold water must be warmer than mine. And he was absolutely correct. So, but I think the point I want to make here is, and I'm running a little long, apologize, is I want to challenge you to take 3 cold showers this week of at least 30 seconds. And let me know how you did. Text me 205-249-0248.